Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. All that we have is the present moment. The past, whether it was yesterday or a week ago or a year ago or a decade ago, is gone, never to come back. The future, whether it is tomorrow or a week later or a year later or a decade later, is still to come, and we don't know who amongst us will be alive to welcome it. But we do have the present moment, fresh and untainted, fresh and unaffected, a moment of pure potentiality. It is free, and we don't have to pay rent for what we do in that moment. The present moment is complete in and of itself. It does not carry the burden of the past or the anxiety of the future. The present moment is not burdened by the responsibilities of being available to the whole world as time passes by. The present moment does not wonder, what will people do with me? Actually, the present moment is a gateway to what is fully present in that moment, and that is you, the one who is aware, pure awareness. There is fullness of life in the here and now. What changes is the form. Thought, being a subtle form, changes all the time. In this moment, maybe you are thinking about your to-do list, or a memory of the lunch you had floats by, or a feeling of relaxation is felt, or images of the movie you watched flash by. Or you're just clearing up the kitchen as you listen to this podcast, or you are walking in the park. The form of the thought changes, but the awareness that you are in the present moment never changes. While thinking about an elephant, the awareness does not expand. While thinking about the coronavirus, the awareness that is you does not diminish. No thought displaces the awareness that you are. Presence or awareness that is you is ever present while awake or in a dream or even in sound sleep where you snore. That's why it's called sound sleep. You protest that you don't snore. Okay, we take your word for it. All the way, in every moment, you are present. The reality of the present moment is presence that is you. Presence is not waiting for the next moment to come because of the belief that the future will be bigger, brighter, better. The more you are focused on time, past, and future, the more you miss the present. We are so identified with the mind that the present seems threatening. What is there to do in the present? What will enhance me? What will elevate me? How can I feel better? Maybe I'm already enhanced and elevated and feel what I feel with no judgment. We find our thoughts drifting to the past because the past gives us an identity. To the limited self-concept that is also referred to as the ahankara, the present moment hardly exists. The ahankara is connected with keeping the past alive because without it, who are you? We obsess about what the future holds. The ahankara constantly projects itself into the future to ensure some sort of continued survival and to seek some kind of fulfillment or release there. It says, one day, when this or that happens, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be happy and at peace. Even when we seem to be concerned with the present, It's not the present that we see. We look at it through the eyes of the past, or we reduce the present to a means to an end. The present is worthy only because it will get me to a happily ever after future. Where did we get the idea that somehow the present moment is not complete? Is there a need to look for any other moment than the one you are in now? It is worth observing your mind for just 5 minutes and you will see that this is how it works. We get into the habit of waiting. And when you catch yourself slipping into waiting, just snap out of it. Come into the present moment and just enjoy being. If you are present, there is no need to wait for anything. If we keep looking for peace and all the other lofty goals of spirituality, we will set up inner conflict and resistance. Being fully present is not resisting the past. I can accept that I resist the past memory. I accept that I am concerned about the future. That's it. There is no reason to build it up. When you observe your mind, you are in the present, and the present moment is transformed. As it is, almost 80 to 90% of most people's thinking is repetitive and useless. Much of it is also not helpful to you or the other. This kind of compulsive thinking is actually an addiction. Addiction is a strong word, right? Yeah, but one feels that one does not have the choice to stop. It seems stronger than you. This obsessive thinking about either the past or the future seems stronger than you. It also gives a false sense of being in charge and having some pleasure, but that which invariably turns into pain. One of you asks, you mean stop thinking altogether? No, I can't, except maybe for a moment or two. If you say that, then the mind is using you. You are unconsciously identified with it, so you don't even know that you are its slave. It's almost as if you were possessed without knowing it, and so you take the possessing entity to be yourself. Honestly, if you find your here and now so intolerable and it makes you so unhappy, you have three options. Remove yourself from the situation, change it, or accept it totally. If you want to take responsibility for your life, you must choose one of these three options, and you must choose now. Accept the consequences, and then there's no excuses, no negativity, just clear responses. The moment you completely accept your non-peace becomes transformed into peace, shanti. Anything you accept fully will get you there, will take you into that peace. You see what is. The beginning of freedom and simple living is a realization that you are not a bunch of thoughts. Knowing this enables you to observe without building a castle of reactions. In being present to the moment, you begin to realize that there is a vast realm of intelligence beyond thought, and that thought is a very tiny aspect of that intelligence. You also realize that all the things that truly matter, love, creativity, fullness, inner peace, joy, they arise from beyond the mind. You begin to awaken. Your mind is an instrument, a tool. It is there for a specific task, and when the task is completed, you lay it down. Just like the sword that is kept in the scabbard after its use. I'm not talking about a thoughtless state. In the present moment, you are alive to sense data, sensations, thoughts, emotions of yourself and the other. There is no piling up of narrative and judgment and interpretation. Some of you say that it's scary. Most fear is not connected to any concrete and immediate danger of a lion or an earthquake. Most of our fears are in the form of unease, anxiety, nervousness, and tension. most of it is always of something that might happen, but not of something that is happening right now. If what we call time is the gap between 2 seconds or 2 nanoseconds, who or what is present in that time? It is you. You, pure presence, that illumines both events of those nanoseconds. Without you, the concept of time could never exist. And yet, our experience of time differs. How long a minute is depends on which side of the bathroom door you are on. An hour can feel like a minute when you are absorbed. In any case, between two thoughts, what is present is you, pure being, untainted, unaffected, and unconnected. Asangaha. This is not a technique or a method, nor a theory or a practice. It is you, presence, that completely fills up the present. Is that why we call the present a gift? A present that is complete in and of itself because it is you. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode offering some insight, I do hope you will consider sharing it with your friends, family, or even on social media. Also, we have an archive of more than 100 episodes of Vedanta, the River of Wisdom, and you can access it on any podcasting platform or where you accessed this one. For other details, you can log on to discoveratma.com. That's discoveratma.com. As always, if you have any question or reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's swaminiji@discoveratma.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.